It's showtime.
To the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined by my daughter producer Sam.
Hi.
We have got a great lineup of guests. Start. Nicole Remini is with us.
Hello.
Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the Loop Now. Kevin Cusick is with us. I would like to say thank you to Tom Bernard and the Tom Bernard Network for inviting us to be part of the network a year ago, more than a year ago, 13 months ago in July. If you want to call in and weigh in, 612-313-0289. We'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Just go to MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com if you have an issue with an insurance company, or if you just have an issue, they can help you out. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, Smart Start MN. If you have a DUI, know someone who did, they'll get you back on the road. My Pillow, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Homes, and Frontiersman. Mention the BS Show, 5% off a used gun. And, you know, Sam, I want you to look for this and you'll find it.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk about this whole misdirection of what happened when, coincidentally, emails come out saying that there was a pay-for-play with the Clinton Foundation where people were appointed, or one guy in particular got appointed to a high position that he had no business getting because he gave a lot of money and helped get money for the foundation. But now the Clinton campaign and the media are attacking Donald Trump. I saw the comment he made. He did not in any way connected to saying Hillary Clinton should be assassinated. The way I took it was that what he was talking about was Republicans and Democrats who believe in the Second Amendment need to unite and vote for him.
Exactly.
And not Hillary Clinton. And I want you to find it. If you type in Hillary Clinton, Bobby Kennedy, an assassination, the video of her talking when she made more of a direct correlation to basically she had said
she can't get out of the race because
yes,
you know.
In 2008 she could not get out of the race before June because in and she and that I wanted you to hear it from her exactly.
You had never heard that before today?
No, I heard.
Well, I remember back then it was,
but it was not as big a deal as what this Trump thing has become.
It's about the audio that well, okay. I want to make sure that I have the right audio. But
well, if you don't, we'll just find the right.
This is that time in 2008 when Hillary Clinton said Obama. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, play it. Just play it.
I'm going to play you what I've got. Hopefully it's the right thing, but I did not pre-listen to this. So if it's wrong, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It's coming.
And people have been trying to push me out of this ever since Iowa.
And why?
I find that I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I find it curious because it is... It is unprecedented in history. I don't understand it. And, you know, between my opponent and his camp and some in the media, there has been this urgency to end this. And, you know, historically that makes no sense. So I find it a bit of a mystery.
You don't buy the party unity argument?
I don't, because, again, I've been around long enough. You know, my husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California. I don't understand it. And, you know, there's lots of speculation about why it is. But,
all right.
What's your speculation?
I don't know.
Okay, that's
enough.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's curious.
It's very curious. She's curious.
Attribute motives.
Well, there's ten more
okay,
seconds.
Do it.
Strategies to people because I don't really know.
Yeah, that's it.
That to me, I mean, how do you read that any other way? But even if you want to give her some latitude, Trump, again, I'm not a fan, but he deserves the latitude from the media. I have less of a problem. The Clinton campaign, this is what campaigns do. They take something and they make the leap to do it. But the media could say bullshit.
Right.
And most of the media is not.
You have some of the people saying that Trump was joking, and you had the Democrats saying, oh, he was calling for assassination.
But I didn't hear that.
It was neither. This was Donald Trump figuring, you know, one of his biggest weaknesses is he thinks he's always the smartest person in the room, most clever person in the room. He was trying to make a snide kind of allusion to the gun lobby or whatever. Like, well, you know, the gun lobby. You know, he was not joking.
So you think he was pushing it toward assassination? I don't think so.
I think he was just making a snide allusion to it. He wasn't calling for people to assassinate. He was again trying to be too clever by half.
Well, what do you two think, Jeff? And
I've listened to it. I can't tell. I don't think it's a reference. I think I read it the way you did, Bob, where it's a reference to the supporters of the Second Amendment are very politically active. So I don't think that's what he was suggesting, that they should go
out and assassinate. The horrible day reference. That would be a horrible day.
I think the reason the media is making a big deal out of it is to push the other story off the page, which is that Hillary Clinton had the father of a mass murderer sitting behind her at a rally.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
But there's two stories that came out yesterday. That one, which really is less harmful than the emails.
Well, I would say to that point, Bob, though, you know, having been involved in politics and having had to get clearances to sit behind candidates, presidential candidates, in the past, there's a vetting that has to go through before someone's allowed that.
Right,
that far
he didn't up. Just get a ticket and show up and get
again,
that
we
seat.
Have yet another issue of Hillary Clinton, who wants to be in charge of national security in this country, just being absolutely careless and reckless, or the people around her being careless and reckless with security issues. It's like, I really don't think this
at
is the person
rallies,
I want in charge of keeping me safe for the next 4 years.
At these rallies, they're mostly concerned with producing the most diverse backgrounds. So this guy was not picked because he was anyone's father or any of his views. He was picked because he was a minority.
Right, but at this point in a presidential campaign, the Secret Service is involved, and I've had 15 years ago when George W. Bush was running. I remember was invited to sit out at a event when he was at the Sun Country Airline hangar, and was when Rod Grams was running for re-election. The Grams campaign, we had to give our Social Security numbers, addresses, because the Secret Service was running background checks on anyone that was anywhere near the candidate. Mm-hmm. And again, this just shows the sloppiness.
The
lackadaisical attitude that the Clintons have with security issues.
Yep. Well, and I mean, I pulled so much today just to be prepared.
Spent a lot of time at the conference.
We didn't even talk about what we'd be talking about.
Yeah,
so
and I just thought, just for the heck of it, I mean, he actually says he was personally invited. And aren't there claims out there that he's actually made terrorist threats himself?
Did you hear the thing that he was tracked down by these reporters afterwards, and he didn't really say too much? And then they ended up meeting them at a rest stop on the way back to West Palm Beach.
Coincidentally,
they're at the roadside thing, and all of a sudden he's there, and he comes over to these reporters, and he's more open at that point, saying he was invited and stuff like that, because he's a member of the party. But yeah, the idea that, you know, at the rest stop, he's like running over to the TV truck to say, I want to talk now.
Right.
I'm just not buying.
I was telling you out in the hall. I mean, I really feel like we have the biggest mobsters right here. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn, and I don't know, but am I the only one who sees, like, some mob thing going on?
Actually, 40% of the room is from Brooklyn. So
all right.
We have a plurality, if nothing else.
Well, I mean, I'm just, like, today I pulled how many people have died just working for her. Randomly. Some kid now just got killed in Washington.
Seth Rich.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the one that Julian Assange alluded to yesterday, basically kind of hinting that he was one of the sources for the DNC.
Right. And he said it's coming out. We'll know in October for sure. But, I mean, here that kid, I mean, a chef. I mean, a chef, really? Some guy is found face down in a river. Everybody that's connected to 46 people in the past, 30 years working with them have died?
Well, let me just say that's why I'm a huge Hillary Clinton supporter.
But still.
Because the Italians. Hey, go ahead.
Whatever.
Take care of it.
Still, though, the fact is the way things have been going the last couple weeks or whatever, it would take something like that, some big scandal to erupt on Hillary's side for Trump to get back in.
The media will ignore it anyway.
There would have to be something the media couldn't ignore.
And that's what I told my husband. I said the same exact thing. I said something big has to happen because she gets away with everything. She can do no wrong.
Trump has proven to be every bit as bad a general election candidate as he was in the primary campaign. He's almost, to people who are saying that he really doesn't want to win, he's going to sabotage himself. He has fed a lot of ammunition for that because almost every day at a minimum, minimum, he has urinated on his message.
I don't think that he's completely
Nobody
out of
likes
it.
To get
there's, been
sto-
there's been times, I think, at this time in 1988, I think George H.W. Bush was down by 17 points to Dukakis. And then,
but the conventions were later. That's the one.
Thing. But still, mm-hmm. you have the debates coming here. And you see that I've not seen Hillary talk. Yes, Trump is vague on specifics of any of his policies, but compared to Hillary, he's a policy wonk in some of his proposals. Well, and I think when they get into a debate, I think that's his shot to climb back into it.
I would not bet the farm that there's going to be debates.
Supposedly, you don't think?
Supposedly they've agreed to three so far.
Well, no, the parties have.
Oh.
I can see the negotiations for the debates falling apart for one reason or another.
Well, Trump has
for
already
Hillary's
said.
For Hillary's reason, Hillary's a horrible debater, and if she's ahead in the polls, she has no reason to debate.
Well, but Trump has already said he wants to have a say in who is the moderator. Mm-hmm. And I think each side they should have two moderators and let each side pick the one they want.
Well, no, this time you can have Gwen Ifill moderate one of the debates because she hasn't written a book with either of the candidates, unlike the last two elections where she co-wrote a book with Obama and yet was still the nonpartisan, unbiased moderator.
Well, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be talking about this and a number of other things too. But first I want to mention that last month the Bloomberg Politics poll had Hillary Clinton at 49% and Trump at 37%. Their latest poll, Clinton at 44%, Trump at 40%. So this is the post-convention.
Post-bounces.
And now if he could somehow stay on a message. And yesterday's thing, I do think that thing has been blown way out of proportion.
Agreed.
And the other thing, with his economic message, I think he picked up or will pick up, if he can continue hammering away at it, female voters, because saying that they will allow child care as a tax deduction is enormous for a lot of working families.
Absolutely. Agreed 100%. Yep. We paid more when our kids were little for daycare than we did our mortgage on a five-bedroom. Oh.
Ours wasn't that bad because we were very cheap in terms of what we paid our babysitters.
You know, their doors lock, so we just threw them in the room and said, have at it. Ask Sam.
I don't get when they say women aren't for Trump. I'm like, who are they polling? Because I am like hashtag women for Trump like every day. Well, so I'd like to know who they're polling. And I need to get on that list.
And I think on some of these polls, I think because of how much the media and the left has come at Trump, I think there's a lot of closet Trump supporters that if asked would say they're undecided or say they're voting for somebody else. But when it comes time to get into the booth, they may at the end of the day vote for him. So I don't put a whole lot of credibility in the polls right now because of that.
I think what's going to depend on is how much more stuff comes out the next 3 months. It's still 3 months away.
And her mom said that she actually likes how, you know, just a few weeks ago she said that about Trump, and she likes him, but she also said there's a lot of people that won't admit it, and I agree with her.
Yeah.
I even think some of the polls are skewed by people who not tell the truth,
right,
that they will not admit even to a pollster
nope.
that they support Trump. You cannot have thousands of people at your rallies and thousands more outside who can't get in. And then in Hillary Clinton's case, she has a few hundred people show up, and then the media is actually photoshopping to make it look like more are actually there. I mean, they have some, you know, these things certainly have some impact.
Yeah,
the other story,
I still think what it's going to come down to is the fact that if Hillary's getting 95% of the Democratic votes and Trump's only getting like 80% of the Republicans, then he's doomed. And what's funny is it's the flip-flop of what happened in 2012. 2012, Obama won a second term in large part because a whole bunch of Republicans stayed home because Mitt Romney wasn't pure enough for them. Now the shoe's on the other foot. These are the Republicans supporting Trump, and the Romney Republicans are now
going
to be the ones staying home. There's even talk that in the polls in Utah that Hillary could possibly carry Utah because that's how unpopular Trump is with the Mormons. Now, who knows?
Well, but Gary Johnson is like a 20. He's in the mid-20s or higher in Utah.
Yeah, one of the things about the May scuttle of debates is the whole issue of what do you do with the third-party candidates.
Right.
Hillary could just declare, I'm only going to be in a two-person debate, and Trump could say, no, we need to have all four up there, and on that come to loggerheads and have no debates. I mean, the assumption that you're going to have debates is just a relative new phenomenon in the last generation. Before 1976 and Ford and Carter, the only year you had debates was 1960. So the norm through history has not necessarily been to have debates. And I think there's just so many issues out there where one or both of them can, like...
Well, the problem is one of them cannot
dig
be...
dig in their feet and a debate will not happen.
They cannot be perceived as the one preventing it because that would look very bad for them. Mm-hmm. Let's take that quick break, Sam. Let's hear from, Bradshaw and Bryant, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Always seeking justice for the injured. SmartStartMN.com. If you have or know someone with a DUI, the only way to get back on the road is with a ignition interlock system, and Smart Start has helped craft the laws. They'll get you back on the road. And Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, mnbankandtrust.com. Rates are incredibly low. Take advantage of it. We'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to SmartStartMN.com. That's SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. We are back. We're back.
Hey, you're gonna blow out some.
Quiet, you. Nicole Remney is with us. Sports and leisure attorney, business and leisure attorney, and sports also. Now, wait a second now. I got it right. Jeff O'Brien.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Should I throw sports in, though? Business, leisure, and sports attorney.
I always kind of figured the sports like leisure. Part of leisure.
Okay.
But.
Were you unsure about his name?
No. Kevin Cusick. No relation to John Cusick.
No, although when people were coming in from Ellis Island, the Cusicks and the Cusacks probably were all the same at some point. But,
TwinCities.com. Now, Sam, we excluded you from that last one. You give me your take on whether or not you think Trump was talking about something very evil.
I think that you guys are doing a great job of discussing it. I don't know enough about it. We haven't...
You didn't talk about it this morning?
No, this morning it was all primary results for the most part. I mean, I think that we briefly mentioned it.
What did Ryan do? Did he kick ass?
Ryan won by 70%.
Mm-hmm. Poor Nayland.
Yeah, it was never close. Except for dishonest polling. You know, they talk about skewed polling. There was some skewed polling out there that made it seem like Nayland was...
He'll be our next president, in all likelihood. Because if Trump really screws things up, either not getting elected or getting elected, they're going to want to go back to the old school, and he's about as old school as
they get. I don't think they would.
The big hope for the country, regardless, is that the Republicans have to hold on to Congress. Because you need... Because you basically have a liberal Democrat and a semi-liberal Democrat running for president, and you need a Republican Congress as a check against that, against both of them.
Yeah, but they're not going to do anything about the appointment of... Well, they certainly have to ratify it, but they're going to have to put somebody on the Supreme Court, which...
But if the Republicans control the Senate, in theory, I mean, they have a tendency to just kind of nod their heads and agree with whoever mm-hmm. the Democrat president wants to put up. But in theory, they have, you know, the president, whoever is, if it's a Democrat, if it is Hillary Clinton, she will have to take that into account with whoever she proposes.
Mm-hmm. She won't get Elizabeth Warren the Supreme Court.
Put it this way,
past the Republican Senate.
If she gets elected, the Republicans should beg her to keep putting forward the President Obama's selection, who actually is more moderate than most.
And older. The age thing is a factor there.
If Trump continues to go the path he is, I would advise the Senate to hold confirmation hearings rather quickly on Merrick Garland and get him confirmed, because he might be a better alternative than anything Hillary's going to put
up. Sure, and that, I don't doubt that will happen the morning after the election if Hillary wins. That Mitch McConnell say, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe we haven't been quite
the president
fair.
Has a point. We should get that taken care
of. And that'd be tough for the Democrats to then say, no, we're going to wait till she gets in. Well, your own president has put him up. But you know what? I think President Obama has at least a day or two of distraction because
I was waiting for this to come up.
His daughter, Malia was caught with smoking a joint, and I think they have it on. Is it a photo they have of her?
No.
But you know what? Her father did it too. What's the big deal?
And her father did some blow. He admitted in one of his books.
Well, that's not been, you know, young Malia has not been accused of that.
But he proudly admitted it.
Now, it's a rite of passage for a lot of kids. Now, I never did because I hated the very thought of cigarettes disgusted me on a table. You know, like when they had ashtrays, I just, ugh. Now, Sam, I don't think, you've never.
No, never. And
let me see your arms.
Yeah,
arms?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yours are long sleeves, Sam.
Sam's on an ice cube.
Sam's doing smack before the morning show.
Just to wake up.
Well, if you have to listen to all those Republicans.
No, I am not doing anything like that.
Well, good.
Good girl.
I wouldn't even know where to get it.
That's fine. Like I.
Oh, you need to.
I would never know even where to buy drugs.
Yeah.
Like my stepmother was such like she smoked pot like it was cigarettes. She used to send us to the park to literally go buy dime bags. I would buy pot from my friends at the park in Brooklyn to bring back to my stepmother. So I was so turned off from smoking pot and doing drugs.
It was generally the people that were doing that back in the day in Brooklyn.
Right.
They were doing more pot than they were doing bathing.
Yes,
and
true
it was
story.
That was back in the real hippie days, like the early 70s. And we had like a group of teenagers that used to hang out near the Catholic school I went to. And that's what I remember of them is they reeked.
Yeah.
And they all wore these, like, T-shirts, Bike for a Better New York, because they were supposedly, like, into cycling. I think it was just that they were free shirts being given away at some point. But they just reeked. So it never had the glamour for
pot
some of
just
us.
Never, and plus, I don't like eating. So I don't need anything to help me eat.
You don't like eating?
I really don't. I'm not like, oh, that was fun. Like, I'm just a joy. It doesn't bring me joy to eat. Never has.
Cheese, Bob? Does that bring
you joy?
It's hard to understand, especially as an Italian.
Melted cheese.
Oh, well, now
stringy melted cheese.
Now, see, me, I'd like it a little burnt, like when you have a little
chicken
parmesan.
I don't want a little burnt on cheese. That's fine. As a matter of fact, the that place your mom, that Norm's, has Detroit-style pizza, and they have the burnt cheese because it part of it is the burnt cheese on the sides.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. But
I'm a big burnt cheese guy.
Yeah, I am too. But I don't need to smoke pot to want to be hungry, because it's like that's not a fun side effect for me, for someone who doesn't love to eat.
No. No, and I you never know, but I really don't drink either. I only shudder to think how much I would have weighed if I were a drinker, in addition to enjoying my pizzas and everything else.
Right.
But anyway, I'm past those days now. Well, Sam, so you're okay. Will you vote for Trump? Or are you still holding off on?
You can't demand to know who I'm.
I didn't demand. That was a question.
Well, then I don't need to answer that question.
What would you answer on your morning show?
I don't know. Probably.
You get a call in.
You haven't been. Yeah. Hey, what's this lump gonna do?
Hi,
they still call
Bob.
You that?
Yes.
She got a nickname. They nicknamed her Lump, like your first or second day, because they considered you a glob of clay.
No,
they were going to mold.
No,
lump of clay.
No, well, it was actually my fault, because I said something like that, because I made a joke about how I was kind of young. I mean, pretty young and inexperienced, and I said that they could mold me into whatever producer that they wanted to, because I was like an unmolded lump of clay, and that's how.
That's how you got the nickname Lump.
Yep.
And as I've said, if I had called her Lump, she'd be balled up in a fetal
true.
Position. Oh, yes, it is.
Well, because if you randomly called me Lump, it would be malicious.
That's why in job interviews I've never referred to myself as a douchebag, because I'm always afraid then that I would be known as
that guy,
the D-bag.
Yeah.
And
send it to D-bags.
They cross your name off.
Important job search tips.
Send that email to D-bag and see where it's going to go from there.
And the irony is almost every office has several douchebags already. So it's
you didn't want to get confused with another
it
douchebag.
It can really get confusing.
Right. That gets weird.
Now, we're going to talk more. I want to get off of the politics for a minute. Have you been watching the Olympics, any of you, the swimming?
Yeah, well, I watched some of the swimming.
Michael Phelps with the...
Yeah, how about that?
That was so weird. And what
was Johnny Manziel.
It was somewhere across between, well, Manziel, Muhammad Ali, and Mussolini.
But then he had the cuffing hickeys all over him.
Yes, that's...
Like, yeah. Why would you... Like, this is what, you're 22nd?
He's 31, yeah. 20, that's his 20th gold medal.
Right. 21st. Well, the 20th was when he did the big... show, and then he won the relay later.
Okay. So.
Oh, I thought that this was his 20th.
No, this is when he beat. This is when he beat the schmuck from South Africa
who he had given
the death stare.
Well, he gave the stink eye to. Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, for an athlete that has not been known for this kind of level of bravado, this was wonderful to watch. It was like, I am the best. Bring me your best meats and cheeses, you know. And so it was great on that thing. If he had done it all the time, you know.
Then you'd be like, schmuck.
So what's he have left? Four races?
Three. That's all. Because I had no idea.
I missed one of them.
I asked on the desk last night, and I was told by one of our sports professionals that there are three.
Well, I thought this was the first race after the relay when he got his 19th.
He won one a couple nights ago.
So I missed one. What did he win?
A relay. He's
got two relays.
He has a relay, then the 200 butterfly, and then the relay. It was the freestyle relay the first night.
Okay.
And I don't know what the relay was last night. I think it was a medley.
Well, so you won two gold medals last night.
Yes.
Oh, I missed the late one. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, so he has like 21 or 22 medals.
21, yeah.
21 gold and I think 25 or 26 overall.
That's so weird. But gymnastics, how amazing was that? Did anybody
watch
that?
Any of that?
I was a gymnast, so I loved that.
Even though... It was on the air on NBC about 5 hours after it actually happened.
Yes.
They pretended to...
Yeah, well, it was funny because they showed them sitting in studio, and then they went to them on the floor doing the workout.
I love the interview after, because you have Bob Costas there asking him what's the weather like up there, you know, because they're so much taller.
Oh.
I had a heck of a time with my TV when I was watching the diving, because everything was green. The pool was green.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the hue
algae.
Right.
Algae.
Yeah.
How
isn't
that
gross? And, yeah, the Olympians were saying how they wouldn't be opening their mouths in the water today.
Well,
and that's so disgusting.
I love that this the second day of rowing in the open sewer, the bay, the Serbian team fell in.
Oh,
they did?
No.
like there hasn't been enough bad things happening to Serbia over the last, like, 40 years or whatever.
You just see them all yelling, no!
They're probably just like, damn it.
But the thing is, the people analyzing this, they say actually, by this bay's standards, it's actually not terrible now. It's still polluted.
No,
it's all
heavily
hell,
polluted.
But there's not the floating garbage and stuff in it that normally you see.
Okay, I saw a story last week. The Associated Press commissioned that 3 teaspoons of water could lead to serious viral infections and even death.
And weight loss.
Bad.
And weight loss.
Well, it might be something to think about.
Yeah. There you go, Bob.
I may have to go for a swim.
You see all these stories. You hear about some, you know, I think it was the Australian, was it the swim women's swim coach? Somebody that was you know, mugged or people, you know, this, you know, all these, you know, crimes happening and stuff. And you just keep thinking, we lost our bid for these games to these people.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Well,
before the plane even touched down, we had lost the bid.
Yes. It's incredible. I'm looking forward to. I mean, I like the swimming. Katie Ledecky. I've become a fan of hers because Brittany Hagen, who's on the KQ Morning Show, it's her cousin. So I've been following her, and she has a race coming up Friday. This is the one she has won many international races by 10 seconds.
Because
it's 800 meters.
That's, yeah.
And in that distance, no one's going to catch her. She has to cramp up big time.
How about the coach? Is it not Minnetonka, but one of those schools? He won a silver.
Wyzetta. David
the
Plummer.
Coach.
Oh, he's a coach of Wyzetta?
Yeah. He's Wyzetta coach.
Yeah, and he came.
And
oh,
he barely missed the team.
I only knew the Minnesota University connection.
He barely missed the team in 2012. By like 300ths of a second or whatever, and then he ends up winning a medal by like 300ths of a second Monday night.
I saw him,
and which stunk for us because there was almost no coverage of it on the wires because there was so much other stuff going on with the swimming.
When you're third, you're not getting a lot.
Phelps winning his 19th and Ledecky winning, and then the whole Phelps controversy with the South African. That the backstroke. Oh, by the way, Ryan Murphy won the backstroke, and David Plummer finished third. All the coverage it got, it was pretty far under the radar.
That's pretty cool, though, for them.
Yeah. Well, you know,
but he's very old for winning a swimming medal. It's like one of the oldest.
Well, he looks pretty damn good, so.
He's much better shape than some of us.
Let's take another quick break, and when we get back, we're going to tell you what college a group of students looking for roommates have insisted that their roommates not be white.
Oh, come on.
It's America today.
Georgetown?
I want to kill myself when I hear these things.
No, it's some Ivy League school.
It's not an Ivy League school. We'll tell you when we return.
Oy.
Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota-made MyPillow. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find. A decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right. The old buy one, get one. But this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember. THEBSSHOW. The name of this show. Or call the special 800 number 800-320-3501. 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer, and we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the bsblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. We are back. We are joined by Nicole Remini, Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop Now, Kevin Cusick. And before we departed for that brief break, I mentioned there's a school where a group of students are searching for a roommate, and they insist the roommate not be white. None of you know what college it is, right?
No.
Right, I'll give you three, and you tell me. University of Minnesota, right? That one? Let's see. What's another good one to give you? Well, I said it wouldn't be an Ivy League school. University of California or Claremont College.
Where's Claremont College?
Is that in California?
Got me.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's Claremont College because I can't imagine why you would have pulled that out of your
head. Yeah, I'm going with that. That was a really bad question.
But what it's incredible that this is happening. They want student Kare Arena posted on Facebook that non-white students in need of housing arrangements should reach out to either her or two other students with whom she plans to live in off should not be reaching out to her or her other roommates. It says POC. I'd never heard of it. POC people of color only will be considered for this living opportunity. I don't want to. Now that alone wouldn't be so bad, but she had to throw in, I don't want to live with any white folks.
What the hell?
I can see the point because white folks always monopolize the remote control. You know, and they usually, you know, when the cheese disappears in the fridge, it's usually the white person who's responsible for consuming it all. And what gets me is the idea that you call living with you, what was it, a living opportunity or?
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Now, a woman named Dahlia Zada, I believe that's a woman.
I'm trying to find out where this college is.
She was concerned. Yeah, let us know when you find out.
I guess it sounds like Bay Area.
It very clearly starts out with it's the undergraduate liberal arts college. So
what a shock. It'd be a liberal arts college.
Yeah, but
then again, I went to one of those. POC only. This is Dahlia Zada. Maybe I'm missing something or misunderstanding your post, but how is that not a racist thing to say? So AJ Leon, a member of the Pitzer Latino Student Union, says this is directed to protect POC, not white people. Don't see how this is racist at all. Now, what if someone posted this is directed to protect white people, not POC? Don't see how this is racist at all. That would be considered the most racist thing ever said.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have people lining up in front of my house protesting.
That would be the University of Idaho.
Yeah. It does look like it's in California somewhere.
This is another one, another Pitzer Latino Student Union member. People of color are allowed to create safe POC-only spaces. It is not reverse racism or discriminatory. It is self-preservation. Reverse racism isn't a thing in this. Now, you're an attorney. Mm-hmm. This race is this, uh-huh. Would somebody have a lawsuit, or is this? Do you view this as racism?
I mean, my personal view. It seems to me no different either side. Racism is racism.
That's what I think.
In this case, this gets into the heart of these cases we've had over the years with affirmative actions and programs and quotas and things. And, you know, courts go different ways on that. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're – if someone is discriminated against a particular race, the law then looks at – some courts say, well, they do look at what race is being discriminated against and, you know, historically what their – their power has been or their lack of power. And so courts go either way on this as to whether or not this type of stuff. Now, this is a private individual versus if this was if the university itself said we have a dorm that's POC only.
Yeah, was this university housing she was looking for a roommate for or an off-campus apartment?
I believe it was off-campus. Okay. However, it was off-campus. However, people or students have been censured or expelled for things that don't even get to this level before. So, I mean, but there's no talk of that.
If this had been the other way around and a white student had said, you know, whites only, my guess is that there'd be some sort of disciplinary action as some violation
Absolutely.
Of a student code of ethics or something in the student handbook as to why this is not acceptable.
And the funny thing is that when you do bring up that argument, the other person or the people defending it, it's so amazing to me.
It's justified.
It's so justified, and that's what infuriates.
Well,
that's what upsets me.
No. Yeah, and there's a segment of the black and minority communities that believe this, that they are incapable of racism because they do not have the power. And that only if you have power can you commit racism. The problem with that is if you use that as the standard, then you're basically allowing all sorts of bad behavior and
right.
bad mindsets within your community that you can say or do things about other people because, well, they're the ones with the power.
Well, that's the argument you hear with the Black Lives Matter versus people saying all lives matter, and the folks and the Black Lives Matter supporters say, well, you know, that's not the issue. You're clouded by your privilege. You know.
And we know privilege growing up in East Flatbush.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, too. It's like, and being from Brooklyn, where the kids from the projects went to my high school, kids were bussed in, being from New York, color to me has really never been an issue. So when I'm saying, I don't care what color you are, like, I actually mean it. It has nothing to do with my privilege. I grew up in a two-bedroom apartment. I had welfare buildings on both sides of me.
No one living in central Brooklyn in those years had privilege.
No.
It was not like we lived on the North Shore.
Right.
Well, let me tell you what Terriana Smith, an African studies major and resident.
Listen, if I have to kick her ass, I will.
An RA for the school year coming up. White people always mad when they don't feel included, but at the end of the day, y'all are damaging. I don't know what ASF means. And if POC feels they need to protect themselves from that toxic environment, all caps, they can, exclamation
point.
She
always feels stupid when some people start throwing the acronyms at me.
I don't know what ASF means.
And then I
means.
Ask what it is, and it's like everyone.
Because she refers to it later, too. So, and then there's the young lady, Nina Lee.
Well, what's the grammar? So she's that college is working out for her.
Working out great. Well, Nina Lee is much more, uses grammar better. She's a woman studies major. We don't want to have to tiptoe around fragile white feelings in a space where we just want to relax and be comfortable.
Can
you imagine a white person saying that?
One of the things I'm doing at the paper now, as when I'm in charge of the website, is I'm moderating comments. And it is... Really, in terms of being depressed about the future of humanity, there's few things that increase that than moderating newspaper comments. And what's interesting is most of what I see are comments that are flagged by other readers for being offensive content. And about 95% of it is not remotely offensive. It's just stuff you disagree with that you were trying to get zapped.
It's the self-esteem generation.
It's, right. One of them yesterday was on one of the stories. It was on the story of the House race between the Democrat and the Black Lives Matter activist in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah, the Rashad Turner and... Yeah.
And someone didn't like that story, and it got they commented on it and it got flagged, and it also mentions our reporter... Fred Mello for Pulitzer Prize for writing this story.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, here's one other one. It's not about a college doing this sort of thing, but this is actually the CCO had this thing. Rochester police say a 25-year-old man was knocked unconscious and suffered a serious eye injury after a bar fight Saturday. According to CBS affiliate KIMT in Iowa, the victim was assaulted outside of Top Shot's bar around 1:30 a.m. Saturday for saying all lives matter to a group of people. The group became agitated, and a suspect punched the victim, knocking him unconscious. He was hit so hard that the victim told police his eyes weren't responding properly, and he couldn't see.
Yes, he's coming out of a bar.
Yeah, first of all,
he sees a group of people and decides to yell out all lives matter.
I might have kicked his ass.
My guess is he might have had a subconscious desire to get his ass kicked.
He might have been on some liquid courage.
I'm not a detective, but
that would be liquid stupid. You know what, Sam? Let's take another quick break. We'll come back with psychic Ruth Lorden.
Nice.
Okay, you Nicole and her have to chat.
All right.
We'll be right back. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com. Or call 952-224-7050, 952-224-7050, and that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Song.
This is in honor of our comrade Bernie Sanders, who's moving fully into the 1% now, buying a $1 million pad up in
is it
in like Cape Cod or whatever?
Seriously?
Oh yeah, he's buying like this new.
Well, he's got all that money just left over to spend from
what
his campaign. now he's a true politician.
Yes, exactly. But it's nice to see when one of the proletariat makes it big.
Now, Kevin Cusick, that's from the Pioneer Press. Twin Cities, I'm at the Loop now. Business and Leisure Attorney Jeff O'Brien's with us. Nicole Remney is with us. Ruth Lorden joining us by phone. And Sam. You don't call me Dad. You call me Mr. Sansevier.
Oh, all right. You don't call me Sam. You call me Miss Sansevier.
Wow. You're my producer. I can call you Lump if I want.
I'm your producer. I can turn off your microphone and shut down the show whenever I want.
Oh, little Miss High and Mighty over here.
This is like being at home. Yeah. I like it. It's comfortable.
And believe it or not, of the five kids, she shows me the most respect. How's that? Even a seven-year-old is a blibber blabber. We are joined by Ruth Lorden. Ruth, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. Now, Nicole has a question for you. Do you want to ask? Do you mind talking about it?
About my stomach issues?
Yeah.
Well, my gosh, I had to go see a specialist the other day because I have literally been in excruciating pain for weeks, which is such a weird thing. I've always had tummy issues, but it was a straight 3 weeks of pain to the point where we're like, maybe this is emergency room time. But I feel like I have had a lot going on for sure. And I am so focused on my business right now and my son coming home and my future that I feel like it could be aggravating it. But I'd love to know what you see.
You've been in a transition. The stomach is the center, which, according to the psychologist who took it from some of the original yogis, that's the I think the Manipura chakra. That's identity. You've always held identity crazy, and you're also taking things too personally. And the key right now for you, right now, Nicole, is to separate yourself from your business, separate yourself from those directions. There's you, the smart little, street smart little girl that handles life, and then there's your business, and all you're letting all that become part of you, and then it's getting into your sensitive area of the stomach. Now, yeah, start drinking your aloe vera gel to protect it because, you know, you've let the acids get in there. And you start with 8 ounces the first day, and then you go down to 7, 6, 5, and then it's an ounce a day for a while. The only side effect of that that's bad is you end up starting to lose weight, but, you know, it does eat a fatty acid, so it can be dangerous.
We
but this is what's going on. You have got to separate Nicole in her heart from, you're like, oh my God, my whole life's depended on this. This would be like, if my business doesn't work, I kill myself, I have nowhere else. No, you're you.
Okay.
Your business is your business. Your son is your son. Your this is your this. They're not you. And okay. That's what's caused all this. You internalized it too deeply.
I had mentioned you were going to be on. I said you were having some, you know, stomach issues. And Ruth's first thing was it's anxiety.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, yeah, that's another, you know, some people do say, and it's anxiety. But you're in your case, you're attaching it to you.
Okay.
Like, now, you are very, very smart. You can do this. Most people that I've dealt with A-listers who have a sister who becomes famous, identify with that, and they fall apart. You haven't. Now,
no.
That's a big deal. You know how many siblings of people that have had a modicum of fame fall apart and go crazy.
Right.
Even in the political realm, Bill Clinton's brothers, et cetera. Okay, so you do know that.
Right, I do.
And Obama's brothers. You can do this. You can separate yourself. If you could separate yourself from that, which was at a younger age, and that's like a big deal, especially for poor little kids from Brooklyn, that's like a big deal. I mean, you didn't even know what $1 million was back
right.
then. That was like, it meant something.
Right.
It wasn't just, it wasn't just pins on somebody's T-shirt.
Well, I remember the first time you were on with Ruth, she pointed out that she really liked you because you didn't have, that you had your sister, her career in the perfect, basically, you had it in perspective. It wasn't something you were ever jealous of.
Right,
but separate yourself from all this stuff. Your business, it's a business. It's a business.
Okay.
And the sun coming back, just enjoy the joy of it.
Oh, I can't wait.
And of course, now remember, I'm reading all these Daniel Silva books. You need to have his phone, his iPad, and everything else bugged so that you are getting 24-hour transmits of everything he's doing.
Okay.
And therefore, you don't have to worry about anything.
I like it.
That'll create anxiety.
For him, not you. But, yeah, that's all this is. And you better drink your aloe vera gel.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
We get aloe vera gel.
I hate to tell you this, but for a while, no wine.
You know what? I don't drink, so that's totally fine.
You're Italian.
Yeah, I know. I don't drink. I don't drink, and I'm,
well, maybe in your case, then have some red wine.
That's what my husband said. He said, "I think we need to have an intervention. You need to start drinking." Awesome. Well, thank you, Ruth.
You are welcome.
Well, Ruth, while we're on, give us your vibe of the day, and then we got a few other things we can talk about.
Bloom where you're planted. This is a day for reflection and inner work, and a night to make things happen in the outer world as well. Now, if after much time trying and or a realization that where you are planted is not somewhere you can bloom, uproot. Replant to where the sun shines for you, literally, and figuratively. I'm here to help you.
Oh, that just spoke to me.
And tonight, by the way, if you would like to talk to Ruth, she'll be at the Medina. Starting at 6 o'clock, you can call and set up. You can go a little earlier. Somebody will want to meet you, right?
Yeah, I do. You set it up and we do the VIP. That's what technically is 6 o'clock, because technically I start at 6:30.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to get there earlier because if I'm hungry, they have these amazing specials and they stop at 6.
Nice. Well, get in for happy hour.
And I've heard of cooking, but, being the raw food kind of person, I thought, I can't do that.
Raw food. Do you like sushi? I've never asked you. You a big sushi person?
Oh, in the 70s, living in L.A., yeah, I got into it. And actually, one of my last birthday lunch that I know of, Michelle, we're going for sushi.
I love sushi.
There's some new place in Excelsior, apparently.
Oh.
It's like all the rage.
Wouldn't it be so much better if you just threw it on a pan or cooked it?
You should never buy it, though, at a Super America or anything like that.
Cook sushi.
I love sushi.
But I get the vegetarian rolls anyway, so.
All right, Ruth, now I'm going to throw a name out at you, and I want you to tell me how many seconds she will win her race by on Friday night. Katie Ledecky, what comes to mind immediately?
I heard the word 10, but I saw 6.5 to 7.
We'll keep an eye on and see. Okay, she could be coasting by the end of this thing.
She could be doing the Michael Phelps.
That would be. Can she be disqualified if she just flips over on her back and waves to the crowd?
I believe you have to keep in the stroke.
Stroke. Okay. What is that? What event is that?
I think she's freestyle.
Oh, it probably is a freestyle.
I think she is.
As long as nobody's poisoning her or doing what they try to do. You know me, the conspiracy person, like someone's going to try to get her.
Now,
she has to stay out of the diving pool.
That would be
pea
bad.
Green.
Now, what about Phelpsy? Michael Phelps, will he win 3 more gold?
Yeah, he's got something to prove. He knows how to do this. It's showbiz to him. He gets it. He's so experienced. He knows. He's got some secret tricks. He knows what to do.
No, he's all cupped up, too. And now he used to have just the marks on his back. Now they're all over his body.
They were all over him, yeah.
And, oh, gosh. Now, here I go. Conspiracy theory, not necessarily psychic, but So with all that cupping going on, if there were to be some injection sites or if there were to be some other irregularities, it's being masked and disguised.
Oh.
Oopsie.
Well, no, you could if he was taking drugs. You
they can't tell everything. They're timed at certain times.
Hmm. Well, now, let me ask you this.
And that cupping could be a kind of thing that circulates you so far that it would be dispersed and they couldn't find it.
Will somebody come out with, you know, to go along with all that? Will we soon be seeing ads along with the Cialis and Viagra cupping for the male?
Oh, of course. There's all these kids that study it in acupuncture school, chiropractic school, massage therapy school. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the schools around here aren't already offering it.
Ruth said she did cupping back in the 60s
or 70s. Yeah, when we put the herbs in it.
You know it's going to be popular when they have like these little tattoos that you'll put on to make it look like cupping.
Actually, I had cupping a while back. So they brought in this person from China and me, you know, oh, can we do this for my size? You know, that was before I fixed it all. And I had this complete thing, and then his wife got very jealous because of how I looked, so I couldn't go back and get another one.
Oh, that's great. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time. It's always greatly appreciated. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And, again, you'll be at Medina tonight.
Oh, yeah.
RuthLorden.com, at Psychic Ruth, if you'd like to reach out. And thank you, Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop now. When's your next one, tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the Truth Detector, which we will almost certainly be leading with the Trump-quoted issue. And I'll break it down and tell you what he really meant.
Great. Now,
allegedly.
Business and Leisure attorney, Jeff O'Brien. Jeff, do you have a website you'd like to send people to for yourself?
You can go to my firm website, Lohmann.com, LOMMEN.com.
If you have any questions for Jeff, and he does, by the way, have more than 50 craft beer. Would you call them companies, distilleries, breweries?
Craft breweries and a couple of distilleries.
That he represents.
That's fun.
Is there anybody in the country with more than 50 as clients? I can't imagine there'd be many more than that.
I don't know. There's only a handful of attorneys that have become really known for this. So there's a few. There's one in California that probably has more than I do. There's a couple. There's one other one here that has as many. But we're a small group.
Small crew, yeah, 50 of them. And Nicole Remini. Now, Nicole, is there any place? Send people to your Twitter page or if you'd like.
Oh, you guys can tweet me. Don't argue with me about politics. I will block you. And Facebook. Yeah, I just took down my website. So, yeah, just search Nicole Remini either on Twitter or Facebook.
That reminds me, because I saw you made a declaration earlier this week that you were no longer going to affect Facebook with your political views.
I said most.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact...
But what triggered that? Did you get specific blowback
No,
over something,
not at all, because I was being repetitious because I was saying something on both, and I just figured it's easier just to throw it up on one instead of both. But I will be throwing... I mean, this thing is, if it continues, I'm just bothered. All I want from the media, and again, I am not a Trump fan. I don't like a lot of things he's done and said, but I like balance and fairness in the media. And my problem with what's happening now with these people saying he was talking about assassinating Hillary Clinton, that's not what he said. Here's my problem, though. I have less issue with her campaign, because that's what campaigns do. They blow things up, than I do with the media. I guarantee you every story written and every reference to her does not include, and it should, what she said in 2008. About Sam, do you have that queued up yet again?
Well, I think you should be tweeting the heck out of that, and you should be putting it on Fox's page and any...
Oh, I can't imagine they don't have it, but it's basically in 2008...
Just as a nice reminder.
She was asked, why are you still in this race? I mean, you can't catch him. And her comment...
What if there's an assassination?
That's basically what she said.
The big difference of this election, and you've even had some pundits talking about, and media analysts talking about this openly, is the level to which... previously unbiased journalists are dropping that publicly by coming out and saying that Trump is so bad that he's beyond and we can't treat him unbiasedly like we do other people.
Just report the news.
So you have these people, particularly anchors on CNN, who are openly hostile to Trump supporters and Trump acolytes in a way that they would never have gotten away with even 4 years ago going after Mitt Romney people. There's this belief that yeah, well, Trump's worse, so therefore I can let my freak flag fly.
Well, that's even like George Stephanopoulos on just Good Morning America. I'm constantly tweeting, like, I want to push you down on the ground. Like,
how, and you could, because he's
you're
so,
so
tiny.
Obvious. Like, it's so obvious.
But if he
how
worked
much,
for the Clintons, though.
That is true. But I mean, but be a reporter. Be unbiased. Just report the news.
Just give balance. I don't care. Right. You know what? I don't care if they shred Trump, but you need to shred Hillary, too, for a lot of the stuff that's going on, particularly now. CNN did have a story today, and we didn't have time to get into it, where the Department of Justice basically did nothing to investigate the Clinton Foundation when it knew that she was getting money.
These emails that came out last night or yesterday afternoon.
Which is why I think they've been so hard against
Trump.
They're
going to get some traction because they're blatant examples of, you know, what she was accused of selling influence. Well, very basically, she was doing favors for big campaign donors.
Contributors.
And what's interesting is the FBI wasn't able to find these, but the group Judicial Watch was able to get them through Freedom of Information Act by getting them from the other end, from getting the recipients. So they got it from going through the emails
of
Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills.
Yeah, so, you know, we can talk more about that tomorrow. But thank you again to everyone for listening. Thank you again to Nicole, Jeff, Kevin, and Ruth. Sam. What's up?
This sounds severe.
And her alter ego lump.
Yes.
All right, well, now, by the way, your boss had a birthday today. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to Andrew. Thank you.
And we will talk to you later. Thanks for listening.
I just got to tell you, anyway.